I want to say this to everybody in here. Isaiah 61 is God's promise to us. And until you rightly see yourself, you will never see yourself as being able to receive this promise or worthy of this promise, because you'll say, I've got too many stems in my life. But when you begin to see yourself the way He sees you, when you see yourself the way He sees you, then you can start claiming Isaiah 61 and saying, man, He does think that way about me. He really does think that way about me. So let's turn in your Bibles, if you will, if you're there. Like I said, I'm not going... Baby dedications are kind of touchy because you never know when they're going to have a meltdown. So she's good, so we're going to be good, and we're going to try to not beleaguer this. I'm going to start in verse 3. Now let me just read verses 1 and 2. Why not? The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Verse 3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That is what we have to give the world. That is what we have to give the world. That's our mandate. That's our provisions. That's my bounty that I have to give them. I can make this great exchange and all of this. And here's God, the way that He views them and views us, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. That they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. When I was teaching on this a few weeks ago, I think I even mentioned it right in the middle of my sermon, and I knew that this was what I was going to be declaring over Mabry. I think I even said it that day. I think I said that. You were sitting right over there where Tiff is, and I said, that's what I need to declare over her. And I declare that over her. The significance in her is that she's going to be the planting of the Lord, and in her being planted in Him, He's going to be glorified. That she's not going to be nomadic. That she's going to be planted in her faith. She's going to be planted in who she is in Christ. And I believe that is an early age. I'll go ahead and declare that. Well, this is going to be more of a prophetic thing than it is anything. Okay, so I'm going to declare that as an early age, at an early age for her. I don't want to wait until she's a 15, 16, 17-year-old girl or a 25-year-old adult and scarred by life and poor decisions and all that. And she finally comes to her senses. That makes for a great testimony. But the greater testimony is I've never known anything but the goodness of God in my life. I've never felt anything but His presence. I love the fact that our girls, until they were on up several years old, they thought all music was Christian music. I mean, they really did. You know, they could go through a store and hear AC/DC, and they just thought that some version of Christian music, not understanding the words. There was an innocence, and I don't want to say a naivety, but an innocence, and I declare that she comes through life with an innocence. And that the significance is that she's going to be planted in the Lord, and He's going to be glorified in that planting. That there won't be any wavering, that her roots are going to be deep, her roots of faith, and her identity in Christ. And you guys go a long way in that, but if you don't rightly see her and celebrate that, then she will not form that identity. It'll be harder to be found. But you can help that as at an early, early age. Okay, this is almost like a charge conference too. We're just going to go ahead and ordain y'all and charge y'all and send y'all and everything else. But this is the reality of it. You guys are going to be so, so significant in her. And when you guys are planted in the Lord and you're planted in each other, and she grows up in hope, and she grows up in faith, and she grows up in love, and she grows up in security, that's all she knows, and that's what she'll gravitate to. And so I want to declare that over her this morning. Let's look at verse 4. And they shall build the old waste. They shall raise up the former desolations. They shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. I believe for her. I believe for the generation. We just baptized a lot of our young kids a couple weeks ago. And I'll say that for them. But I am not going to, I refuse to default that totally to them, because I'm in the process of doing this myself. But I'm going to say in verse 4 that Mabry is going to come, and she is going to help reclaim a lot of things that are lost, that society has tried to rob from us. The beauty of purity. in embracing of the institutions that God has ordained. And that she's going to come in and she's going to help restore those things. See, the world looking at them like, you know, marriage is antiquated and church is antiquated and kingdom life is antiquated and it's no longer necessary and all of that stuff. That I'm going to build my life on this. And I'm going to embrace this and I'm going to help restore this. The hope for our society and our culture, and guys, it is not just the U.S. We think in U.S. that there's fatherless generations. It's global. It's global. It is global. It is global. But you know where we start changing that and a reformation takes place? It takes place in a mindset in believers. It takes place in a kingdom mindset. And so I'll declare that over her, that she's going to rebuild, raise up the former desolations, repair the waste cities, the desolation of many generations. Verses 5 and 6, strangers shall stand and feed your flocks. The sons of the aliens shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourselves. For your shame you shall have double, for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Now, I could preach about 10 sermons on verses 5 through 8, but I want to get to verse 9, because this is something Lord messed me up on the side room. And I want to spend just a second on this. Verse 9, and it said, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. And this goes with what we were talking about in Genesis a while ago. I want you to notice the significance of that. All that see them. I want to say over her, Mabry, your life is going to be such that the world sees you and sees you rightly and gets you. And when they see that, they gravitate toward that. They gravitate toward that. I think a large part of the American church, we don't get it, and we don't see who we are. I hear it from others that see it and recognize it. I had one of the Blake House guys yesterday came up to me and was talking to me. And he said, see, what we want to do is we want to look around and we want to see what's wrong in people's lives. And we want to see the junk in each other's lives. And we want to say, well, he ain't doing this and he ain't doing that. And they made me mad because they said this or didn't say this or whatever. You fill in the blank. Y'all know how church offenses go and the enemy heaps on that. And the reason that we allow that to happen is because we don't rightly see each other. All right, and one of the guys came up to me, and he's been in the program for over a year. He's one of their leaders now. And we were at the Bridge Fest yesterday, and I don't know how many. There was several of us there from the church and all of that, and we were, you know, getting stuff ready and cooking hamburgers and hot dogs and all of that stuff. And he came up and he said, "You guys are so awesome." He said, "I go to a lot of different churches," and he said, "I love coming to y'all's place more than I do anywhere else." Because when I come in there, he said, man, y'all, and when I see y'all places, he said, y'all a big family. He said, y'all show up at stuff like this, and he says, man, y'all just bring your whole posse with you. That's his exact words. He said, y'all bring y'all's whole posse with you, and doggone, he said, y'all always do it right. He said, he said, y'all out here cooking everything. You know, it'd been a lot easier to buy 6 cases of bottled water and had 2 coolers sitting there. But he said, y'all are over the top in everything that y'all do. And that was not a cut, that was a good thing. And you know what he was doing? He was celebrating. Yeah, and of course I went into the whole, man, well, to me it's just an expression of who we are. It's not an expression of need, it's an expression of who you are. And I went into the whole Queen of Sheba and King Solomon thing and all of that stuff. And I said, you know, the King Solomon didn't need anything, but the Queen of Sheba brought him a lot. But what that was an expression of who she was, not an expression of his need, and vice versa. All right? And I said, that's what we try to do, and that's who we try to be and all of that stuff. But my point in that was, is it says, those that see them. I want them to get, God's heart is for them to get what we're about. And I'm not just talking about a body, I'm talking about as Christians. I'm talking about Mabry. That if she lives this life that we're talking about and we're declaring, and Isaiah 61 is promising, and that you guys are going to help facilitate, because y'all going to receive this charge and y'all going to run with it like crazy, you know. But the world is going to see this and they're going to get this and they're going to say, man. And it's going to cause them to gravitate to who she is in Christ. Last Friday, I went to Rome. Not this Friday, Friday's the week, I went to Rome. And I did an 8-hour little small tour. There were 6 of us in Rome with a young Italian lady that was from Rome and all of that. And it was hot as dang it that day. And we spent 8 hours walking around the Forum and the Colosseum and the Vatican and all of these things. And I just sensed it. It was nothing outward, but this chick kept gravitating toward me. I could see it with, she just kept gravitating toward me. And toward the end of the tour, we were standing in St. Peter's Basilica, which is phenomenal in itself. St. Peter's buried there. It was cool, man. I'm standing 30 foot over, he's buried 30 foot deep, but I'm standing 30 foot from Peter's body. And I'm like, that's pretty awesome. And she kept gravitating toward me. And I just sensed it. And toward the end of the day, I asked her, I said, where are you at in your faith? And she said, I was raised Catholic, but I'm not Catholic anymore, because she had seen the excesses of the popes and the Catholic Church through all the years and the gross misinjustices and all of these things. And she said, I'm really trying to figure out who I am and what I am. I'm very proud of the fact that I'm a Roman from Rome. I'm very proud of my history and all this, but she said, I'm just trying to figure out who I am. I bet she don't spill her guts like that with every tour group that she does every day. She was an educated woman, she was a sharp girl and all of this. And she starts saying this to me, and so I had about 5 or 10 minutes that I started speaking life into her and talking about a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ and all of that. And the reason that she was gravitating to me was not because I'm stunningly good looking or anything, although you'll know that I am, and you agree, right, Nick? Bald is beautiful, right, baby? Yes, sir. That was not it at all. It's not because I'm any kind of anything, but you know what she was gravitated to? God's kiss on my life. God's presence on my life. And it was deep calling out to deep. It was deep calling out to deep. And here's what those that see you, can I read that one more time? All that see them shall acknowledge them that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. I pray and I declare. And we're about to pray over her because I know she's about done. As she goes on this journey of life, of faith, as she's celebrated by her mom and daddy and by her family. Obviously, y'all think she's pretty significant because y'all showed up at church you don't know nothing about. We're a bunch of crazy people over here, but we love Jesus. So she's significant to you. And as she lives that journey and she lives that life, you know what people are going to see and you know what the world's going to see? They're going to see God's kiss on her. And that goes beyond leadership things. That goes beyond the fact, oh, she's a natural born leader and all of that. I see people they're gravitating to my grandchildren already. I especially see it with Sidney Hanna. Brent, you see it with Sidney Hanna? I see it, man, I see it. I stop and I contemplatively look at it, and I see it. And we can say, well, she's just a natural born leader, and it's a firstborn because they're bossy and all of that. Sorry, all you firstborn. But you know what it is? There's something about God's kiss on their life. All that see them know that they are the blessed of the Lord and the chosen of the Lord. And you know how we change the world? Right there. I'm not against handing out tracts. I'm not against witnessing. But if that young lady, and I don't know if anything will come out of that, but if I had come up, Eric, in my immature younger days as a Christian, you know, I'd witness to anything. I'd witness to that sign because it was my duty to lead it to the Lord. So that railroad crossing sign was going to get saved. You know, and I'd go knock on doors whether the Lord told me to or not. Do you know Jesus? You don't want to die and go to hell, do you? Doesn't reach it. But you know what reaches it? When they say God's kiss on somebody's life. You know how you're going to reach this, the nation of the Philippines, Jeff? By them saying, it's not the words you say. It ain't like you got to come in and, man, I got the formula. And here it is. And it's not the stuff I'm going to bless y'all with. But it's when they see God and they feel God's kiss on your life. When they see God on you. When they see God on you. When they see God on you. How many students have you had through the years? Tons and tons and tons. You've made an impact on some, but the ones you really made an impact on are the ones that really get you. You know why you like him? You know why you're drawn to him? It's not the bald head. You know why you're really drawn to him? It's because you get him. You get what makes him tick. You get who he is. You get who he is. And I want the world, I'm going to declare this, not only over Mabry, but over everybody in here. That's what y'all felt a while ago when y'all were holding each other's hands. I want to declare this over everybody in here. That the world will see this in your life. And they will be drawn to this. And then, when you have words that can come in behind it, that's when it releases the power. Words on the front end don't do anything. But words on the back end have the power to change life. Has the power to change life. That's where it's at. That's it. That's where it's at. So I just want to... that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. I'd love to go to chapter 62. The Lord also says they're going to be called Hephzibah and Beulah. And that means my delight is in her and married to. Yeah. Amen. We're going to declare beloved status over her. We don't have to declare it. He declared it. We just recognize it and celebrate it. Can we do that? We recognize it and we celebrate it. Let's just stand to our feet. Is she worth the whole service? Yeah. Absolutely. Tell me he don't stop for the one. Tell me he doesn't stop for the one. Man, oh man. Lori, will you come on up here? Y'all come on up, family. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, y'all family too. Man, y'all brought a whole posse, didn't you? Yeah, man. You know what y'all's mandate is, church? To provide an atmosphere for Mabry. That every time she comes in here, you know what she feels? She can feel it right now. The presence the power of the Holy Spirit resting on every one of y'all's lives. That whoever holds her in the nursery, she feels Jesus flowing through them. She feels the safety, physical safety, because we got guard dogs here. Amen? Yeah, let me get this oil right here. Here you go, brother. I'll ask you just to put that on her head. You're recovering for Ashley, and you're recovering for Mabry. Okay? Celebrate that. Don't endure it. Don't feel like this is a burden. It's, oh, golly, I feel like the weight of the world on me. Celebrate it. Flourish in it. Flourish in it. Okay? Amen. It is to be celebrated. Church, if y'all will, extend y'all's hands. When we get through praying for her, I want us to pray for Brother Kenny Buddy. He's having surgery Tuesday. Yeah, I do, Kenny. I want us to pray for Kenny. He's having surgery Tuesday. I want us to pray for him. They're both just as significant. She's a fresh grape. He may be an old vine like me. There's beauty in both of them. There's beauty in both of them. Father, we come to you this morning. And we thank you and we love you. And we celebrate what you're doing in every life. And Lord, we just... We lay hands on baby Mabry. And we thank you for a mother and a father that see enough significance in saying, I want to come down and I want to declare before God and before this body of believers that we're dedicating her to the Lord. And in that, we're making covenant that we're going to raise her up in your ways, O God. In your presence, in a place of love and honor and safety. And Lord, I just speak and declare all these blessings over her that we've talked about today. All of these words that you've promised. And Father, I pray that they would recognize and stop and celebrate every moment in this journey, every moment in this process. And put the proper weight on them. Contemplative life. A life where we be still and we see what you're doing. And Lord, I just speak this abundance over her. I speak a flourishing over her. I speak a planting over her. That she'd be rooted deep in you. And we just trust you for every step of the journey, Father. Every step of the journey, Holy Spirit. And we just embrace and we celebrate this in Jesus' sweet and holy name. Amen, amen, amen. Yes. Amen. Yes, 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 yes. All right, awesome, man. Y'all give a hand clap of praise on that. That is good. That is good. That is good. Yes, yes. Awesome. Amen. You guys may say, Kenny, can we please indulge me, brother? I want to pray over you today.